I could be really mad right now, but the work I've been doing that no one sees, it's why I'm not. I called a friend today to unpack an exciting idea I've had brewing for a couple of years now. Before I finished what I wanted to say aloud and share, she's shutting it down with harsh words, judgments, and fear that does not belong here. Taken aback, I definitely was, and not prepared to defend. She didn't realize I've been saving up my work for this show. I realize how little my friends know about me and what I do with my time. It's a good thing all of this work I haven't posted has led me to truly being my own authority, my own woman, and listening to my higher self, for she is my BFF. A girl who loves to be on the move and close to the ground, I'm ready to embrace the continent I was born on, to view the land and the people in my favorite way, immersive traveling. What's immersive traveling, you ask? It's the slow and present traveling I've been doing from the beginning. I visit locations with virtually no agenda. The intention is to immerse myself in and see what comes my way. I've researched just enough to find the locations to sleep that suit me and the markets I need to access the organic foods I'm committed to. I look it up on the map. I make sure I like the scenery. I check the travel logistics. If that's all a go, I tap into the vibe of the community through dating apps and Facebook groups to feel if there's an energetic invitation. This type of travel for me is more about personal connections and intimate experiences, rather than photographic observations to lift up on social media for the prize of awe, envy, or worse, comparisons. What I have been doing all 4 years out here, I left America in 2017 on a mission, is finding my voice and my purpose. And let me tell you, it's been no small task. Healing my traumatic past, releasing the limiting beliefs I was handed and embodied my entire life, and learning to follow my own traveling heart rather than the one on TV or in books. Make no mistake, I was absolutely inspired by these incredible humans who were brave and strong and persevered to showcase themselves, their journeys, their art. I now know what that looks like for me in my own authentic way, and what it takes to write a book, make a show, and then share my personal thoughts with the world who's ready to devour. And we must keep in mind that many listeners, readers, and watchers, just as this friend was, are ready to tell us what we aren't doing enough of and trash your artistic ideas in a shockingly harsh way. This is the world today. We assume, we judge, we think we know what's going on without asking. Another thing that happened these last 4 years was I wrote every single thing down, which in itself is no small task. Cultivating my craft, becoming one with my voice, learning to stand in the power of my words. I only started writing in 2017 also. Before that, I was an entirely different person, one I've had to shed off one layer at a time. I know her cautious words were intended to be helpful and come from her desire to see more of my journey. I also know that she does not even know a quarter of what I've had on my plate. That no one does. Because I have been doing what I'm here to teach, looking inward and developing my relationship to me and the love I was created from. I have privately been through 100 dark nights of the soul, transforming myself with fiery passion. I have been healing my soul, my body, and crafting my art in a way that suits me. Authentically, uniquely, passionately, with all of my heart, learning to see myself so I don't come out of the box with anything other than pure light. I haven't shared the darkness I have walked through yet. I haven't shared the highs and lows of this life as a nomadic grid worker yet. I haven't shared the before and after of myself yet. I haven't shared the relentless beauty of Kauai or the inviting friendliness of Mexico. I haven't shared the Santa Cruz nudist camp experience I loved way more than I imagined, or the underground healing network I found during the lockdowns in California that saved my life. I haven't shared the deaths, the betrayals, the sickbed I was in for close to a year, the scary surgeries that followed, I went through solo, the almost suicide. I haven't shared my healing journey to cleanse and detoxify my entire life from the inside out, the pivotal moment that aligns me to who I am today. Coconut oil and cotton, organic and local, that's me. I haven't shared the trip to Japan with my mother or going to Vietnam with my friend Laura, meeting a French lover I will never forget, what it was like living in Croatia, in the beginning running a 5-bedroom villa like a B&B. I haven't shared being in love in Indonesia, losing all of my friends at once, more than once. I haven't shared the beautiful prose of words I possess. I haven't shown you who I am. I wasn't ready. But I am now. How will I share? How will I enlighten? How will I pass on the delicious nuggets of wisdom I've collected along my roots? By telling the truth, claro. The truth of what it's like, what happened, and what it's like now. My favorite formula for authentic storytelling. Solo Sundays featuring the start of my movement and why. My mission to uncover the love that is myself and to learn how to thrive in solitude. Wellness Wednesdays offers my healing journey from a physical and emotional perspective. Unfiltered Fridays showcases my travels, my adventures, my worldwide exploration. Here is the beginning. Here is my start. Here is my voice, my heart, and my soul collectively offering the art of my life to you. This is the restoration and the exploration of Samantha Jones. We explore to restore.